Blog Talk Radio.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with the official psychic of Las Vegas, Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your specific question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mystic Mona.
Well, welcome everyone and happy Memorial Day to you all. We are live today, and as I do every week, I draw a card of the day. So I'm spreading out my whole deck of cards, and I'm drawing one card. And this card of the day, in traditional tarot, it's a card that's called Temperance. In my deck, it's called Integration, and I use the Osho Zen tarot deck. And what that means is that it's a way of sampling all areas of life, and it's got the resonance of four elements to it. So the way I view this card, it's mind, body, spirit, and learning. And the reason why learning is not connected with mind, because when we learn at all levels. We learn spiritually, we learn by touch, we learn emotionally. So those are the four elements I want you to concentrate on this week. It is also the card of moderation. It is the card of tasting life, but nothing too extreme. So instead of drinking an entire bottle of wine, it would be one glass of wine. So it is the tasting and sampling of life. It's also a card that I like to challenge people to try four new things that they've never tried before. You don't have to do that all this week, but somewhere down in the next couple of months, you may want to try something that sort of scares the crap out of you. Because the more that you can step away from the things that you fear, the more you tackle the things you fear or that are challenging for you, the less power they have. So, all right, I'm going to go right to calls. I've got somebody here from the 256 area code. Hello, 256. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kimberly. Hi, Mona.
Hi, Kimberly. What's your question today?
My question is about career advancement. I'm considering, more than likely, I'm going to another school district because I've been teaching. But
right.
I really desire to do a little something more creative, and I'm just a little confused on which direction to go, and I just need answers in that avenue of my life.
Your card is telling you to trust your gut. So whatever you feel is where you really want to go, that's fine. I know you need to earn an income in the meantime, which I'm totally okay with. It's just what needs to happen is that whatever you're doing to earn that income, you also need to throw the creative side of what you want to do into it. Do you see what I mean? So example,
yeah.
I'll give you a really, really cool example. Is let's say in your class, you had everybody, you gave everybody an assignment that was due in 1 month. And the 1 month assignment would be to write a poem about something, and you gave them a subject on it. So, and then the next month, you give them another subject to write a poem on, and it would be the poems of your students that you put together, and at the end of the year, the parents could buy it.
Wow. Wow.
And what's really cool about that? Is that you? It's not a contest. It's that everybody gets to be published, and so by the end of the year, you find a place where they could maybe someone a printing service could either make a book for you or spiral bind the book for you. And at the end of the year, it's a subject. So the first subject might be about education. You know, why is learning important? And then they write a poem about that. The next one might be about how they feel about movie stars. Next one might be something big, like how they feel about the word love.
Mm.
So you come up with these subjects, and you actually publish every single one of them. So if there are 30 students in your class, then there are 30 poems for each topic to get published in your little book.
Wow.
And then at the end of the year, you give the either, well, you don't have, I wouldn't sell them. I'd give them to the parents for a donation.
Okay.
Which just covers the cost of you doing it.
Okay.
You see what I mean? But
yeah.
Whatever you get hired doing, which, by the way, is going to happen pretty quickly, as soon as you go into the field that you have the most experience in, go back into that for a while. But then you
mm-hmm.
bring in an element that you can totally control. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
So you wouldn't publish a poem that had a lot of cuss words. But if there was a poem with a lot of cuss words, that might be a really good recommendation for a school counselor.
Right.
See what
right.
I mean? So,
right.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye. Got somebody here from the 312 area code. Hello, 312. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Tina calling.
Hi,
Tina.
I wanted to
know if you see any new jobs coming my way anytime soon.
See, here's the thing. And before I'm even turning cards over for you, I get this phrase in my mind, and I'm not insulting you, but it says, my phrase in my head that I got for you is, you don't know what you want to do when you grow up. and it's not an insult. What it means is that there are people out there that have a lot of natural talents, and I think you're mm-hmm. one of those people. And what happens is that you have no problem getting a job. But what happens is you find yourself bored really quickly.
Yes.
I'm going to give you a homework assignment. The first homework assignment I'm going to give you is all of the past jobs are only supposed to be fertilizer for what you have moving forward.
Yes.
Okay. So having said that, what I want you to do is take out a sheet of paper as soon as we get off the phone. And I want you to write
okay.
down all of the things that you feel guilty about or regret on that sheet of paper, all right? You're the
okay.
only one that's going to see it, so you can be really honest, all right? But
yes.
as soon as you've exhausted the list, as soon as you sort of beat yourself up about all the stuff that you're beating yourself up over, put that on that piece of paper, fold it in half, write the words, I release, on the folded
okay.
part of that piece of paper, and then burn it.
Okay.
Now,
yes.
you have to be in a very fast-paced environment for you not to be bored. So
yes, and that's not what is happening right now. That's
okay, so there, I have a couple of suggestions. The first would be for you to get involved in the stock market.
Okay, yeah.
Find out whatever you can find out about the stock market.
Okay.
Because it's an incredibly fast-paced environment that I think you'd thrive in. The other thing that you would be awesome doing would be a nurse.
No, it's not happening. You've said that to me before, but it's not going to happen because of blood, so no.
It's not going to happen because of what?
I don't like to look at blood.
Oh,
so, no.
That's right. Okay, well, since we don't like that kind of thing, then what we do is we find something that's very fast-paced and chaotic that you can
mm-hmm.
pretty much absorb yourself into in a very big way. So I would
mm-hmm.
I would see if there's a place you can work that is actually like working at the stock market. Where
yeah, actually, I am. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say that I'm working right now, but it's a non-for-profit, and they
right.
have put so much different things into my job not to get me bored, but the people making the decisions that I have to report to never do, and then you go ahead of them, and they don't want that either, and so it's kind of like, I'm like, no, I just can't work like this. It's like I
okay.
have to be able
so,
to measure performance
right.
and see results.
So here's you have a natural analytical side that deals
mm-hmm.
with chaos really well. So
yes.
if you're going to stay where you are, I would recommend the book The Four Agreements.
Okay.
It's called The Four Agreements. It's by Ruiz.
Okay.
All right. The reason you need to do that is you need to start managing your bosses in order for you to have the kind of environment that's good for you. All right. Okay. But in the meantime, in your spare time, I would start studying about stocks. Because what I'm getting with you is that a very fast-paced environment where you are all in is the best environment for you. So, all right, girl, got to go. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
See you later. Mm-hmm. Okay, bye. I've got somebody here from the 928 area code. Oh, let me get you on there. Hello, 928. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Alfina.
Hi, Alfina. What's your question?
I just want to have some cards pulled for me and Dale.
Nope, can't do that. That's a full reading. So do you have a specific subject that I can address for you? Yeah, ask me a question.
Oh, relationship.
Okay. It's a good question. All right, here we go. All right, there's a man here, and I want to tell you it's either you or him that's worried about money. So either he doesn't make enough money for you in your mind of where a man needs to be, or he is incredibly cheap with money. Do you recognize this man?
No.
Okay, then you want to watch out for this guy because he's sort of the next guy in the crosshairs. This is a man likely to be a Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces that is incredibly frugal. And the funny thing is that he has money. He is doing a good job at creating his life, but he does not like to spend it. So this is the guy that would wear a T-shirt till it was almost threadbare. Seriously, he does not look at all like he has money. But this guy could retire today if he wanted to. But he's very, very cheap.
My question was just kind of pertaining to this person, like the name I gave you.
I'm sorry, did you give me a name?
Yeah, Dale. I asked you for...
Oh, I'm sorry. The only thing I heard was relationship. So with Dale, I'm getting a cheapness here. Regardless of what sign Dale is, I'm getting a cheapness. So sometimes when I see this series of cards is that you want more affection from this person than this person's able to give you and that you're trying to change this person in some way.
No.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm getting in your reading is that I'm getting somebody that's not behaving the way you want them to.
Okay.
That's what your cards are saying, is that there is somebody that you have in your crosshairs, in my opinion, that's not really a good fit for you. And I could be wrong, because I'm not always right, but I'm telling you, there's somebody here you have in your crosshairs that's not a good fit for you. And part of the reason is that you're trying to change him to be who you think he should be instead of who he is.
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking about, but I guess you can move on to the next person.
All right, thanks for calling. See you later. All right, got somebody here from the 786 area code. Hello, 786. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. What's your question?
It's still career related. I haven't heard from the school, and I just wanted to know what you see involving me getting a better job.
See, okay, there's a woman that hasn't made a decision yet. So it's not dead in the water. There's a woman that has not made a decision yet. So I would wait till Wednesday and make a phone call and follow up.
Okay. I will surely do that.
Okay, and then call me after you make that phone call. Call me. Just call me.
Okay, I will surely do that.
Not through the radio program. Just call me.
Okay, I will do that.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Bye. I've got somebody here from the 661 area code. Hello, 661. Who's this?
Hi. Yeah, my name is Brandy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Brandy. What's your question?
My question is what you see coming up for relationships with me.
All right, you don't have to do this the hard way. You actually, And I don't get to say this to people very often, but you're about to attract your soulmate.
Yay.
I know. What it's also saying here is that you don't have to work that hard for it to happen. As a matter of fact, I just want you to be your charming, beautiful, fabulous self and let it come to you. So don't make it happen. Let it happen. All right? There is, you have this card here that says the next 3 months are amazing for you, with August being a big power month for you. I'm also seeing that the man that's moving forward is somebody that is, I also don't get to say this very often, he has no baggage. There's no offspring out there somewhere. There's no whacked out ex-girlfriend, nothing like that. There's a real available, amazing man about to come into your life within the next 3 months. And it starts by you being very open to the idea that he's just going to present himself. Now, it doesn't mean that you can hole up in your house and wait for the UPS guy to deliver him.
Mm-hmm.
You still need to get out there and do things. All right?
Right.
But I'm telling you, it's I with all certainty can tell you that there is a amazing man working his way to you right now, and I also want to tell you that he was totally worth the wait.
Oh, that's good. I've been waiting a long time. I've been single for like 6 years, and I'm 38 and haven't been married, so.
Okay, so tell me, what do you like to do? For fun.
Oh, I like to hang out with friends, go to the lake.
Okay.
What
I'd like you to do is do you fish when you're at the lake?
No.
Okay. Do you have any desire at all learning how to fish?
Sure.
Okay. That I would take fishing lessons from somebody, like fly lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm saying that is you would probably meet an amazing man that way.
Okay.
I'm serious. Because I have to tell you.
So within the next 3 months, probably?
I'm telling you, all you have to do is show up where men are, and you're going to get a lot of attention. So
great.
Where are the men? They're playing golf. They're fishing. They're taking up tennis lessons. They're in walking or running groups. They're at political meetings. That's where you're more likely going to meet a quality man. They're at charity events. Go where the men are.
And it's in my area. That, like, I don't have to go an hour away to find someone.
Oh, God,
here.
No. Uh-uh. No, he.
Okay.
I just want you to look at your neighborhood and what's around you with fresh eyes.
Okay.
And just ask yourself, where are the men? I'm going where the men are.
Mm-hmm.
And 90% of success is showing up.
Right.
And I don't care if you take a girlfriend with you. That's okay, too.
All right.
All right, my friend.
That
thanks for calling.
Thank
See you later.
You.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 805 area code. Hello, 805. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. What's your question?
Hi. I have a question. I applied online for a film thing where they film you to lose weight, and then you're on TV, and then you get paid some. And I wanted to know, are they going to accept me for this, do you think?
This is, okay, here's the interesting thing from what I know about that, is mm-hmm. they usually go with whatever the most dramatic story is for those particular things. So if you only need to lose 20 pounds, you're not going to make
that. More than that.
Okay, but
yeah,
I'm just saying,
more than that.
Yeah. The more dramatic you make it, the more likely you'll be chosen.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so what I would do is apply again.
Yeah.
Seriously, apply again and make your story incredibly dramatic.
Yes.
Like all the emotional reasons why you need to lose weight.
Yeah.
Why you think
that'll
it's taking you back from what you want.
Mm-hmm.
The more emotional you make it, the more they'll choose you. So I would reapply is what I'm getting on your cards.
Yes. Okay, I'll reapply then.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Mona.
All right, see you later. Bye. All right, you guys, I will be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
All right, I'm back. I'm going to go to area code 617. Hello, 617. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Karen. How are you?
Hi, Karen. What's your question?
My question is that I need to move by the end of the month, actually by the end of this week, and I thought I had a room, but that fell through.
Right.
And I just want to know, do you see me moving, finding something?
Yes. I do see you finding something. As a matter of fact, you might want to switch tactics a little bit, which is kind of an interesting thing for me to tell you. But you may want to look at the nannies and housekeepers website.
Oh,
and
okay.
Go to there and say, and then call the company and say, I have kind of an unusual request. I'm looking for just a room to live in. But I'm wondering if you have anyone that just needs light housekeeping in trade for the room.
Oh, okay.
So you've solved a couple problems. You're looking to save a little money right now.
Mm.
And if you can work it out where you get kind of hired as a housekeeper to do light housekeeping in trade for, or maybe in addition to getting a room.
Mm.
So you might want to check, because you may end up taking that as a job for a while anyway.
Okay, yeah.
Is that you look at the nannies and housekeepers in your area where they hire people out, and usually there's a room involved. So the neat thing about it is that you would get a place to stay. You could put your stuff in storage, and then you'd have a place to stay for a while in trade for keeping the house tidy.
That's true.
Maybe even a salary on top of that.
Okay, that sounds good.
So that's what I would check into, because what it's saying is that you find something pretty quickly, and it's saying within the next 4 days, right when you need it.
Wow. Yes, that's how the universe works.
All right, Karen, you let me know.
I will. Thank you so much, Mona. Blessings to you.
Welcome. See you later. Same
to
you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, you guys, I got somebody here from the 832 area code. Let me get you on there. Hello, 832. Who's this?
Hi, hello. This is Dejan.
Hi, Dejan. What's your question?
I just got out of college, and I wanted to know if I would be getting a job anytime soon or over the summer.
Yes, and it's funny because I get this. Okay, you have this amazing talent for negotiating political environments, which is the weirdest thing I could tell you, like right out of the blue here like this. But you're really good at figuring out the pulse of a room. So what I'd love to see you do is actually get into where you're organizing or helping on a political campaign. So what was your degree in?
Right now, I just graduated, or I just finished my freshman year. Right now, I'm a film major.
You're a film major. Okay, but I'm getting that the political environment right now is probably one of your biggest gifts. So if it is the film industry you want to go into, all you have to do is show up where you want to work for the summer as an intern, because you still have a few years away from finishing your degree. I misunderstood you. I thought you'd actually finished college and had your bachelor's degree.
No, not yet.
Okay, all right. So here's the thing, is that you go to whatever film studio you want to work at, you show up in person, all right, and you show up with a couple dozen donuts, and you say, I'm looking for an internship. I'm
okay.
Serious. The other thing is, do you already have a Twitter account?
Yes, I do, but I don't really use it that much.
Okay. I would start following people that have to do with the film industry.
Okay.
And that when they follow you back, then you can send them a direct message saying, I'm seeking an internship for the summer.
Okay.
You see what I mean? You have to get,
yeah.
You have to cast your net really wide here. But according to this, it's saying that the month of July is a big power month for you. So you may even do an internship specifically during the month of July.
Okay.
Okay, but do I see something for you? Absolutely. And anything you can do that teaches you about this industry, it may even be working for one of those convention folks that deal with the audio video of a convention. And I know that doesn't sound like making the next, you know, big blockbuster movie. Doesn't matter. As long as you're getting practical experience that is related in any way at all to what you want to do, then you would do it. Like here in Nevada, we have the Nevada Film Authority. All right, they're going through a big political right now about getting funding. If you went to the city you live in and looked for the Film Development Authority, you could work for them and help in the political side of it, where you draw companies to that state or that city to make films.
Right.
You see, okay, but anything that is peripherally connected with the degree that you want to have, you need to use this political pull that you have, because when people meet you, they like you. You need to use that to your benefit.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling. Great hearing from you. See you
Thank
later.
You.
Okay, bye.
See you later.
Got somebody here from the 863 area code. Hello, 863. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Julia. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Julia. What's your question?
Well, I'm in the process of divorce, and I'd like to know if it would be better to let the attorneys kind of sort out the settlement part, or if it would be better to turn it over and let the courts sort it out. If we're like eight months into this divorce.
All right. Here's the thing. Your soon-to-be ex is way more clever than you are. And I'm not saying that as a compliment to him. All right? So I would definitely let the attorney sort it out for you. I know this is drug on. I know that it might even get a little expensive. But what it's saying here is that for you to have what you deserve, you can't just surrender it up to the courts. Because I think you'd get tripped up in some way.
Okay.
But you can push it along. You can call your attorney on Tuesday and say, how do we speed this up?
Yeah, I've done that. I've let her know that, you know, come on, you know, can we move this along kind of thing. But I'm losing faith in her, basically.
Okay, ask her the question. How do I speed this up? Do I need to get another attorney?
Ooh.
Ask the question. I need this settled, and give her a date. I need this settled by June.
Okay.
Can you do that? Ask the question.
Okay.
I would call up and ask it this directly. Can you settle this divorce by June? Ask that question.
Okay.
And okay. if she says no, say, well, I really would like it settled by June. Should I get another attorney?
Well, okay.
Ask the question. And what this is saying is that now that you have gotten really direct about what you need, she'll step up. Now, okay. what's holding it up on your soon-to-be ex-husband's side? Because what I'm seeing here is that his feelings are hurt and he's just being a jerk about this.
That's possible.
Okay, so your attorney needs to call his attorney and say, what can we do to get this done? Because my client's getting squirrely here. You almost on the verge of pissing off your attorney a little bit. That's how you're going to get her motivated. So first thing tomorrow morning, you call up and say, I would really like this divorce settled by June. Can you do this? And if she says, well, I don't know, blah, 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 say, well, do I need to get another attorney that can?
Okay.
Because if this has been dragging on for 8 months, it just sounds to me like someone's collecting their hourly fee.
Exactly. That's how I feel. I feel like I've been a mushroom in the whole process.
Okay, but all you say is, look, this has gone on for 8 months. I want this settled by June. Can you do it? And if she says no, say, okay, then I'm thinking I probably need to find another attorney.
Okay.
It's just a divorce.
Okay.
It's not like you're dealing with a huge corporate bankruptcy and you know, rededication of funds and a different... Seriously, it's just a divorce.
Yeah, and there are no kids or anything involved, so it's just...
Like I said,
it
sounds to me like somebody is stringing you along for hourly fees. So what you do is you just call up and... Or it's, I had it be even better, send an email. Send an email.
I can do that.
Because I don't know if that they can charge you time for you have them responding to an email. Whereas if you call on the phone, they might. I don't know. I don't know how that all works. But I got to go.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
All right.
I've got somebody here from the 414 area code. Hello, 414. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. This is Felicia. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Felicia. What's your question?
My question is, will my finances get a lot better in June. I put in for 3 positions to move up to corporate ladder at my state job, and I made it to the approval of all three of them in the second round. So I'm just waiting to see who calls for an interview.
Yeah, what it's saying here is that you are qualified for 2 different departments that you could move into. There's one guy I don't like. There's one guy I love. All right. The one guy I love is a guy he's very disciplined. He's very into the intellectual side of getting the business done. This guy I like. This is the guy that's going to offer you the job. The other guy I don't like. The other guy is, and I almost want you to sort of very quietly get the reputation. If you can find out the gossip, I guess, about each
mm-hmm.
of these men, there's one
mm-hmm.
I really like. He's stable. He's married. He's just everything that you like about a boss. All right. The other guy is probably if he's married, he's a big flirt.
Mm.
He's not the guy I want you to work for because he gets away with. He gets away with stuff,
mm-hmm.
and that's not the guy, because I don't want you getting more work than you're supposed to be doing dumped on you. I want
mm-hmm.
you to do extra work because you want to do extra work, not because it's dumped on you. You see what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. But this is saying that June is a big reason for you to celebrate. So there is a new
Thank
job
God.
Coming to you, and I am not worried about it, Felicia. So when you call me, when you call me in a few weeks, you're going to give me the good news.
Yes.
All right, girl.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. All right, bye. All right, you guys, give me 1 second. I'll be right back, and I will do the best to get to all your calls.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
All right, I've got somebody here from a blocked number. Hello, blocked number. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sophia. I am so sorry. I didn't realize
That's
it was
okay.
blocked. Hi, I wanted to say really quick, the lady you were talking to about her attorney,
yes.
Just in case she listens back to this, your advice is 100% correct. Sometimes you have to not necessarily throw your weight, but just say, hey, look, if you can get it done, fine. If you can't, I need to find someone else. That is exactly what I had to do. It wasn't a divorce,
really?
Though. And it worked.
Wow.
Because sometimes they're used to people like me and her that are just so easygoing, so our case doesn't get, you know,
the attention it deserves.
That's right, until you say, look. But anyway, really quick, that is why I'm calling.
Oh.
We are having mediation on June the 12th.
Oh.
Then we had to schedule a hearing, trying to switch my doctor. Then they also wanted to do discovery. Well, just last week, the attorney calls my attorney and says, look, can we try to sit down with mediation? Because I know it saves them money, too. Let's see if we can do mediation and see if we can come up with a settlement. If not, then, of course, we will continue without my hearing and so forth. How do you feel June the 12th mediation will go? Will we reach a settlement that is satisfying for us both, for the highest good of us all?
Okay.
Will I
so
be
here's
happy?
The thing. What I want you to do, which is going to sound really bizarre, but I'm gonna have you do this. I want you to write down a dollar figure that you would end up with. Okay.
This or something better now manifests for me and the benefit of all concerned?
Boy, that sounds familiar. Did I tell you to do that?
Yes, you did. Let me say this so your listeners will hear this. You gave me a dollar amount that very day, right, when you told me to do this. And this has been, I don't call very often. This may have been 6, maybe close to 8 months ago. I don't have my notes. So when my attorney called me, he had submitted a demand letter back in February. After I did what you told that lady to do, you didn't tell me to do that. I just had to do it.
Right.
And I said, look, I know I'm injured. Let's get this stuff taken care of. Now I know what I need to do to try to get back. But anyway, I said, what was the dollar amount? You know, because they didn't suggest it to me. I said, by the way, what did you demand? Guess what he told me? It was the exact figure you told me to ask for. The exact figure. So, but I know how this works. I know they're not going to, you know, I know it won't be, well, I shouldn't even say that probably, but the figure he asked for, I know how this works, where we would leave mediation if we can agree on something. Kind of that satisfies us both. I just want to make sure I leave with, I have a figure in my head that I am comfortable with. So just how do you feel that going? Do I need to be aware of any trickery or just?
Okay, you are not getting the whole story. However, do you still want to dick with this? In other words, if you want to continue fighting, then you're going to delay getting a settlement.
Yeah,
right?
No, I'm tired. I'm tired.
Okay,
I'm confined to home. It has really taken my life.
So here's the thing, is that, yes, there's more. You could get more, but it would drag on for at least another year.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm getting here is that it's time for you to get serious about your own happiness and be
mm-hmm.
done with this. So when they offer you a reasonable amount of money that takes care of your attorney fees and also leaves you with enough left over so that
and
you
I
can
have
go
that
on.
Figure in my head. Mm-hmm.
Right. So as what I'm getting here is, yes, you are going to have good news in June, and you need to let your attorney deal with it. And it's time for you to get serious about your own happiness, and then you need to decide and start describing for yourself what it looks like for you after June 12th.
I have.
Okay,
you
good.
Are so good. down to the transportation I need, because during this process, my car has been repossessed. This has been going on way over a year, almost
right.
2 years.
Right.
And then so I can still have time off work to invest in myself in my metaphysical classes. I have already done what you just told me to do.
Okay. All right. Now, the other thing I want you to realize is that whatever you, there is going to be something you set up online that is going to be sort of an online store for, I don't know, I keep getting empowering people, or is something that you sell that's unique to you.
Go ahead. You
it's,
are
but that's
amazing.
What you're
going to
do.
Yes.
Yeah, there's something that you're going to sell that's unique to you, and it's about focusing. It's about focusing energy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, girl, got to go. Lots of calls.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 760 area code. Hello, 760. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. Good morning. This is Michael.
Hi, Michael. What's your question?
Well, I was wondering what you would pick up on if I bring up the topic of social awkwardness, or even a trend in my life of maybe low self-esteem. I'm not sure, but there's something coming up for me. I was wondering, I guess I'm looking for some sort of direction.
Okay. One of the challenges with people that are naturally intuitive like you are is that you pick up on all kinds of energy around you. And it's really, really hard sometimes for you to negotiate social situations because of it. So I understand that. So that's the first thing I want to tell you. The second thing I want to tell you is take nothing that anybody else does personally.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
I do both.
Okay, so that's both of those things I just said to you are huge. So how
okay.
do you cure that? I'm going to give you two things to do to cure that. The first
okay.
is I want you to sign up for Toastmasters, which is a nonprofit way of teaching people how to speak publicly, because I eventually see you in front of large groups of people, so I'd like to see you poised and confident to be able to present in front of large groups of people, all right? So
okay.
that's the first thing I want you to sign up for, and I want you to find the largest Toastmasters group that you can find in your city. There has to be at least 25 people in the class, all right?
Okay.
The reason for that is that it may also help you socially, but what it does is it certainly helps you get that level of poise in front of a big group of people, and that's what I want. The second thing I want you to do is join some sort of team sport. I don't care if that's tennis or bowling or I don't care what it is, but I want you to throw yourself into something where you're all doing the same activity and the social comes from the activity.
Okay, I've been looking for soccer.
Soccer is good. Soccer
Perfect.
Would be
okay.
wonderful. All right? But what I'm telling you here is that you, and I don't know if you've been listening since the beginning of the program, but I suggested to somebody a book called The Four Agreements.
Okay.
I want you to get that book. It's by Ruiz.
Okay, will do.
All right, but I think you're going to be okay. You just have to realize that you're picking up way more on the vibration of people than most people do, and you have this tendency to take their reaction to you, or and maybe even the fact that you can be incredibly direct, you're taking it as a reflection on you, and it's not. It's their stuff.
It's true, because there's so many levels to these social experiences. I kind of get lost in all of it. So, yeah, thank you for that.
So, and the last thing I want you to do is when you do talk to someone, like let's say you're at a bar or a cocktail party, be absolutely fascinated with what they're telling you.
Okay.
In other words, treat them as though they're teaching you something, even though you may already know it. Just
yes,
like you did
advice.
With me. Just like
okay.
you did with me. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Michael. Thanks for calling.
Oh, you're awesome, Mona. Thank you for this. I appreciate it.
Well, they say it takes one to know one. See you later.
Again.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from area code 916. Hello, 916. Who's this?
Hi, this is Diana. Thank you for having a show today.
Well, you're welcome, and actually worked out really well. It just all worked out. So what's your question for me?
Well, astrologically, the woman said I was supposed to have a romance really quick, and maybe even two people were looking at me, and I just want to know what you pick up about it.
Well, when you were given the information that there were two people interested in you, it sort of scared the crap out of you. Which is the weirdest thing I could tell you, because as soon as you got that information, you were excited, then immediately scared. So did you hear what I told the caller before you about getting yourself involved in some sort of group sport?
Yeah.
I'd like you to do something like that. I don't care if it's bowling. I don't care if it's bridge. I don't care what it is, but I want you to put yourself in a new group of people where the learning of and doing the thing is the majority of what you're doing. But then you're around people and you get to socialize.
Okay.
Okay, because I'm telling you, the astrologer that told you that the omens were saying that there were two people coming into your life, absolutely correct. And as soon as she said that to you, it scared the crap out of you.
Wow.
Like you suddenly had to perform or change yourself in some way. And you don't. You just need to put yourself into a different group of people.
Beware.
Be
so that
aware.
I can meet people.
Absolutely.
So that I can meet people? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
right,
there's no hint as to which kind of organization that is?
Well, anything where you're doing an activity that everybody is also doing. So that would, like I told one guy just a little while ago, public speaking or bowling or tennis or indoor rock climbing or anything where you have to participate with groups of people to do it.
Oh, okay. Make a list
try
of what
that
I'm able
because,
to do.
Because I'm telling you, there is romance coming to you.
Wow.
All right,
well,
girl, gotta go.
Confirming. Thank
you're
so
welcome.
Much.
See you later.
Have a great
Bye.
Day.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 773 area code. Hello, 773. Who's this?
This is Nancy. How are you?
Hi, Nancy. What's your question?
Well, I have a question for you. I feel very odd that seems I've been attracted, and maybe it's my imagination, that I've been attracted kind of negative people lately.
Oh, okay.
I'm just wondering
I know why.
Your thoughts on that. Why?
You are attracting negative people because they want what you have subconsciously. See, they want
otherwise.
Yeah, well, what they want is they want to know how you can deal with this life and not be negative. They want what you have.
Yeah.
Okay, so the thing is when you identify that someone's an Eeyore. Remember the book Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah.
Okay, when you identify that somebody's an Eeyore, then you need to actually say, not going to hang around the Eeyores. Avoid them.
Okay.
So you want the Tiggers, the Piglets, the Owls, Winnie the Pooh. That's who you want around you, all right? You don't
yeah.
want Eeyore.
Yeah.
Okay?
So
and when you find
it's not dangerous
Eeyores,
or anything, though. Okay.
Say that again?
Sorry. They're not dangerous or anything that I'm hanging
oh,
around
no,
with.
Oh, no, no. They're just energy suckers.
Oh, I know.
Okay. And I'm sorry. You want people that make your spark burn brighter, not try
okay.
to put it out.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and
it's like
how do
it's
I
like go ahead.
How do you recognize them? I mean, cuz I seem to draw them in and then let them in completely and then all of a sudden I'm like, "Holy crap."
No,
excuse
you
me.
Don't let them in completely anymore. And the way to do it, and I'm going to, this is
uh-huh,
the biggest
uh-huh.
secret I could share with you. I mean, this is like the biggest
oh.
thing. Are you ready?
Well, God bless you. Yes.
Are you ready? I want you to be polite,
yeah.
not nice. There's
oh,
a difference. when you're polite, and I literally want you to look up old Miss Manners postings on the internet. or okay. Irma Bombeck, or she was more of a comedy writer, but she also did a little bit of etiquette thrown in there. What's the other ones? Emily Post. The people that were famous for etiquette, all right? Start Googling looking up some of those. Mm-hmm. Because people that are polite, use the polite as a shield.
Oh. Because I seem to give away everything.
Right, but we don't do that anymore. Now we're polite, nice. We're nice to the people that contribute to our spark. We are polite to the people that don't.
Oh, you are so brilliant. Thank you. And
my
I have
pleasure.
To tell you, you told me something 2 years ago, and it was spot on, so you get double thumbs up for me today on the whole thing.
Well, thank you. All right, Nancy,
you're
great
welcome.
To hear from you. See you later.
Okay.
Okay, bye. All right, got somebody here from the 505 area code. Hello, 505. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Tricia. Thank you.
Hi, Tricia. What's your question?
Hi. Well, I started doing, at the beginning of the show, you pulled that one card about doing stuff that you feel uncomfortable with. And I'm starting to get out there, and I'm going to festivals and, like, mingling a little bit more. And it's starting to get fun. And
yes.
I met a gentleman yesterday. Out of the blue, somebody was sitting underneath me. And we started up a conversation, and we had so much in common. He's an older gentleman, and he told me, I would really like to see you again at the next festival, but I'd like to find out what's going to become of this.
Does he have brown hair and blue eyes?
He doesn't have blue eyes. He's darker. He's got salt and pepper, dark hair, dark eyes. But he's an older, he's like, I would say maybe 20 years older than me. But we had a fabulous conversation. I mean, I'm not looking for anything there, but I was just wondering if, you know,
I think that
if I should see him again.
Well, I have no problem with you seeing him again, but there is a reason he's single. All right, there's a reason. And it may be that he likes the company of ladies, but he would not be loyal to one.
Okay.
So I would have no problem with you seeing him again as long as you kept it relatively casual, because what I'm seeing here is a man that has salt and pepper brown hair and blue eyes for you.
Oh, okay.
And he's about within 5 years of your age, and he's somebody that spends a lot of time outdoors, so he's tan. So he either plays golf or tennis, or he does hiking or fishing or running, whatever it is, biking. He spends a lot of time outdoors. He prefers to be outdoors. And what I love about him is that this man is looking for one woman.
Okay.
So spend time with the other gentleman that had the really crinkly kind eyes. Go ahead and spend time with him. It's okay. But do not at all assume that you're the only woman he's spending time with.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm just getting out there. I'm having fun now after several years of being divorced, and I'm doing stuff that I like. I'm taking your advice, and I'm doing stuff that I've never really felt comfortable with, and it's fun.
Yeah, you go, girl. Great to talk with you, Tricia. Let me know what happens.
Thank you.
All right,
see
you later. Okay, bye. All right, got somebody here from the 414 area code. Hello, 414.
Hello?
Who's this? Hi, who's this?
This is Tonetta.
Hi, Tonetta. What's your question?
Oh, my question is, can you please let me know if Daniel brings up the discussion this week or the beginning of June about staying here with me, living here.
Okay, so here's my thought on that. I don't want you guys living together. You still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, because what I'm getting is that it would be a move-in of convenience for him, but not for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why
okay.
I don't want you living together.
I just didn't know if it was going to be happening or not, because things are really, he's really doing a lot of work on his part, getting the relationship back on track to where it has to go. And
yeah, but what I'm getting is it's, we're not there yet. And the thing is it would be convenient on his part and not necessarily on yours.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that bugs me.
But do you actually see this taking place, Mona?
What I'm seeing is that the timing right now is, the answer to that is no, is what I'm getting.
Okay.
That it would be, you would start resenting him because he would be living under the same roof as you, but the work still wouldn't have been done.
Okay.
And you have to wait till the work's done before mm-hmm. there's the reward of the two of you living together.
Okay.
All right. And it's not, you're not there yet. There's I really kind of want you to be a little bit of the B word here in your head, of it being more of what's in it for you. And I, sweetie, I got to go. I just looked at the time. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
See you later. Okay. Bye. I've got somebody, one quick more question. Hold on. Area code 913. All right. Where's your quick question?
Hi, Mona. Thanks for taking my call. I'm getting
sure,
ready to file
this?
For divorce. This is Andy.
Oh.
Hey,
Andy.
I'm getting ready to file for divorce and wondering if June 12th or June 30th is better.
Holy crap. Your car, the stuff's about to hit the fan here. There's, and I have
yes.
to tell you, your soon-to-be ex-husband is going to turn into an absolute dick.
Well, he already is.
No, I mean, it's, you haven't, you, it's, quick, soon, fast as possible, whichever way you can settle this as fast as possible, because I'm telling you, he's really turned into a dick here. I mean, it's like he's doing this huge emotional explosion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. The sooner the better. I would like June 12th to be the date that you settle all this.
Okay. Because I'm going through a big class that I'm in grad school. So otherwise I would file sooner, but this is a big exam kind of, you know, qualifying thing. So I don't need anything to screw it up.
Yeah, and I understand that. What I'm getting is that you got to really end this quick, because it's really bad. And I really have to go because I'm right at the end of my program.
Okay, all right.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
All right, see ya.
No
okay,
worries.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right,
bye.
All right, guys, I'm live every Monday. I'll look forward to talking with you next Monday.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on. You know you want to. Do it now.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Psychic View is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View on Twitter and Blog Talk Radio to be notified of Mona's special programs. Want an extended reading on Psychic View? Like Mystic Mona's page on Facebook. Mona will consider requests from that page. Mona is available for phone and in-person readings by appointment. Call 702-571-0461 to book an appointment or go to mysticmona.com. Indicate that you are a fan of Mona's radio program for a special discount. For more information on sessions, please visit mysticmona.com. Thank you for enjoying Mystic Mondays with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.